Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 282 entitled, The Power of the Word of God. Many times we can live under a curse or curses for so long that even when we believe that we have been delivered, a residual is lurking inside or beneath that is renewing itself. Until suddenly it yells, surprise! And you begin to realize that those demonic entities never left, but are like a seed planted in soil that while underground seems dormant until it becomes strong enough to establish roots and then burst forward. As I listened to Celestial in her latest video entitled 2026, The War Years Has Begun, she touched on the video before that, a prayer call entitled Come Up Higher, an emergency stairway to the top, prophetic insight for War Year 2026. A premise for me is that many of us are inadequately prepared for what is to come while being attacked in our personal lives, relationships, professionally, mentally, psychologically, and most of all, spiritually. As she spoke on faith, I found a couple of demons that had reared their ugly heads in my life, but they never really left. These are depression and self-pity. Satan was attempting to rob me of the promises that I made to God, virtues that I prayed to him for as a spiritual defender in the body of Christ. So let me tell you something. It is okay to have sympathy and empathy for others, even as we are commanded to love our enemies. But we need to know how to compartmentalize our emotions so that they do not become a snare. And most importantly, as Celestial reminded me, to strengthen ourselves in faith. So I am going to put this here, not just for myself, but others. Because unchecked emotions can leave us stagnant and in emotional turmoil. Before I do, take the time to process the synonyms for this distress. Anguish, upheaval, agitation, chaos, confusion, torment, disquiet, unrest, and inner conflict. Now you can Google a word for emotional turmoil to gain more clarity. And I want to put out that the phrase sixes and sevens is also mentioned in the various meanings that are applied. And I don't know anything about it. I only felt that it was a demonic trend, and that was enough for me. I want you to realize that when Jesus performed miracles and healings, he always cautioned the recipients and surrounding witnesses that it is our faith that determines the outcomes. Read that again as I confirm his word. As you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11 in its entirety, I am going to focus on a key verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 6. The second part of verse 1 in the Amplified Version states that faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. I am always reminded of this as one who has not seen him. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John chapter 20, verse 29 of the King James Version. The Amplified Version describes this blessing as happy, spiritually secure, and favored by God. When you change your mindset, remembering, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6 of the King James Version. This is integral. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 of the King James Version. There is immense spiritual warfare that is surrounding and permeating our atmosphere. The Lord has led me to really focus on a command that was given to the Israelites before and as we enter the 27th chapter in the book of Deuteronomy. God's word is a shield, defense, and a protector. Not only are we supposed to meditate on it and hide it in our hearts, but it is also supposed to be physically set around the parameters of where we live. This shows the caliber of power in the word of the Lord. The Israelites were commanded to strategically place this word in writing as a bulwark, a rampart, and an impenetrable barrier. This statute was given several times in the book of Deuteronomy as the Israelites were being established as a chosen people. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9 of the King James Version. And again, therefore, you shall impress these words of mine on your heart and on your soul, and tie them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as bands, frontlets on your forehead. You shall teach them diligently to your children, impressing God's precepts on their minds and penetrating their hearts with His truths, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 to 21 of the Amplified Version. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over the Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster. And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 1 through 3 of the King James Version. As I am meditating on this, I received a revelation of what we fail to realize. God is a spirit, and although He created us and encased us in flesh, we are also spirits. These reinforcements are a reminder that it is impossible for us to survive in the spiritual realm in these dead bodies living in carnality. We are tangible, corruptible flesh, whereas God is intangible, incorruptible, and eternal. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 of the King James Version. The blessings were set up in the beginning and upon entering to protect them from the surrounding evil. The curses were set up across from and at the opposite perimeter with the curses that would be upon those who left the protection of the Lord, so that you were not deceived. There would be no excuse, because you would be well aware of what is about to come upon you. Therefore, it shall be when you be gone over Jordan that you shall set up these stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster, and there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God, and thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law, very plainly. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 4 through 8 of the King James Version. When God says to write it and make it plain, this is what he means. You go to churches and partake in so many who claim they come in the name of the Most Holy God, displaying theatrics and semantics to make his word seem more interesting, even captivating. God's word is more powerful than any two-edged sword. It will never fail, but will accomplish everything whereto it is sent. The Lord told them to make it plain. They were not even allowed to sculpt the rocks because God did not want any interference in what he put forth. He did not want the craftsmanship of a man to become an idol and a snare to his people. This is why Habakkuk wrote, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 to 3 of the King James Version. As the Lord had said, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 to 11 of the King James Version. Meditate on this. Once that rain and snow leaves heaven, it cannot return. This means God's words, his judgments, his laws are set. The decrees are set. No matter how long any of them may take, they will surely manifest. God is not a liar. But remember this, the sower increases in spiritual growth and blessings, storing where moths cannot break through and corrupt. The eater consumes all their resources, only meeting their current carnal needs. Like the five foolish virgins who carried no extra oil. Where thieves can break in, steal, and corrupt. Instead of learning and creating intimacy in God, you trust the wolves that destroy you. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, "Take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 9 through 10 of the King James Version. Here the Lord set his holy parameter, the blessings and the curses for disobedience. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you are come over Jordan: Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse: Reuben, Gad and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan and Naphtali. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 12 to 13 of the King James Version. As we are coming to the end of this chapter, God put forth some of the curses. These are those curses. Things that we do every day in complicity. Sins that occur in the household and against our neighbors, from a bloodthirsty people with bloodlust in their hearts. Evil and degenerate, inhuman beings, all who are of their father, whose characteristics have been present since before he was cast out by lightning, killing, stealing, and destroying. Ruthless and merciless as they continue to pillage others of their resources. Murderers with unclean, uncircumcised, lying, pathological lips. And those that eat it up while they defend their evil. You are cursed. I don't care what anyone says or thinks in their heart. This country is festering with cowards. I see people every day who go along to get along. Just know that when it is of God, there is nothing that can stop it. It is inexorable, and he will be relentless until you are destroyed. You recreant, gutless fools who call evil good and good evil. So let me put this here again. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 of the King James Version. As is deserving. As I watch from the lowliest man to whole corporations cower to evil in all walks of life. Whole countries who have watched heinous atrocities committed across the earth in silent befuddlement. You are the epitome of cowards bowing to weak, posturing hypermasculinity in the form of fragile, insecure individuals. The basest of men and women as a whole, idolizing evil. The Levites shall answer with a loud voice to all the men of Israel. Cursed is the man who makes a carved image, idol, a repulsive thing, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the artisan, and sets it up in secret. All the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he who dishonors, treats with contempt his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary mark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who misleads a blind person on the road. And all the people shall say, Amen. Think again about what this is saying for the sowers of evil and the eaters with itching ears, all desiring immediate gratification. Cursed is he who distorts, perverts the justice due to a stranger, an orphan, and a widow, sympathizers of sin, ICE, and the entire Trump administration, and all the people shall say, Amen. On my timeline, I am seeing so many men and women being caught up in fornication and adultery. This Tinder app is demoniacal. Then there are the many men obtaining DNA tests for children that are finding out after months and even years that they are not the fathers, some of multiple and up to all of said children. So don't get me wrong, we have all made bad choices in relationships. But the incredulous behavior of the ones that are caught is diabolical. I can't help but know that this is how they have always been at the inner core. And that people choose these transgressors. And for those who choose them, please don't get angry with God and become like the miscreant red pill reprobates. Because I know my father. You were told that this is not of him. Repent of fornication, adultery, and disobedience, and do better, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Yet I digress. Cursed is he who is intimate with his father's wife, even former wife, because he has violated what belongs to his father. And all the people shall say, Amen. Now this right here has always been, but is being revealed as being more prevalent even now. As are all of these, as I said earlier. Cursed is he who is intimate with any animal. As King James says, cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who is intimate with his half-sister, whether his father's or his mother's daughter. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who is intimate with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor in secret. Can I tell you something? This doesn't mean just a physical strike. Haters plot even against their own family members every day. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who accepts a bribe to strike down an innocent person, even and particularly causing their death. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them. keeping them, taking them to heart as the rule of his life. And all the people shall say, Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 14 to 26 of the King James Version. It is time to set your boundaries. As you read your Bible, pray for discernment. Wisdom is the principal theme. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 of the King James Version. I say this as I see so many pastors, influencers, etc., attempting to wrest God's holy scriptures for people with itching ears, trying to tell them what they think God really means, and those who say, well, if Jesus feels this way about this person and this situation, then he is not a righteous God. I want no parts of him. Your indifference will not save you from a God who is holy and true. By every idle word, we will either be justified or condemned. God's answer to you? So be it. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it to you. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.